All right, morning, folks. Welcome to my recap, analysis, conversation, whatever, of the Tour de France 2023. This is stage two. As I said yesterday, this is the first Tour de France that I've watched in many, many years. We're going to see if this tortures me or so far I'm enjoying it. We're going to see if I can enjoy it, and we're going to enjoy it together. Today's sponsor, a lot like yesterday's, is myself. We're selling my team kit on philsfondo.com/shop. We do a pre-order just once a year for my jukebox made by Starlight. This is a super nice Aero jersey. We've got a few different items. We sell it as only pre-order only. We don't stock this stuff. So if you want that, now's the chance. And after this weekend, we're closing that. And then you can literally never get this again. Just to give a little short recap from yesterday to set the table, it was a hilly stage Bilbao to Bilbao. And it ended with all the hitters kind of sizing each other up on the last climb, with the Yates, the twin Yates brothers, sneaking away in the final K, and Adam Yates ultimately winning from UAE with his brother. So he finished the stage with a 12-second lead on the GC guys, 4 seconds on his brother, 12 seconds on the leaders. So with a time bonus, that was 22 on all the main kind of hitters, I guess, going in. So Pogacar, Jonas, all those guys, 22 seconds down. The time bonus with a mountaintop finish, you know, on top of Alpe d'Huez, I believe they no longer give a time bonus. It's sort of subjective if the race decides to give time bonuses for hilltop finishes. They did give one for yesterday's, because it's sort of redundant to a point. If someone wins by a minute, you don't have to give them another 10 seconds. So keep an eye on that. But they did give it for that stage, which puts, to me, it puts UAE in a weird position. They seem to like it. If I was UAE, I would not want to have the yellow jersey at the beginning, because that's just, you know, now that's more guys you've got to ride, more guys you've got to burn, essentially, and work. It's a long 3 weeks. If you were to ask me, how does UAE not win this tour, it would be exactly what they're doing. I'm not saying they should give away the stage with Yates. You know, a stage wins a stage win. Yellow jersey is great. But I would have thought they gave it up today. And they kind of announced beforehand that, no, we're going to defend this. And okay, I guess, you know, thank you for making the tour interesting. but to me, like, this is, you know, I thought Pogacar was overconfident last year going in, and that was ultimately his how he lost. So they came with a stronger team this year with Yates, but they're gonna use him up to defend yellow already. I don't know. So whatever, we'll see. This, you know, they get to race their race, and I get to criticize from my guest room. But they took control early on. There was the early break was like it was five dudes at first. It looked like that was gonna be the move, and I didn't see anything wrong with it. It's interesting to see who goes for the moves. Like, you'll see kind of the same teams. On the team buses, it'll be like, generally it's the smaller teams are like, okay, make sure you get an early break today. And given the way the stage went, it was entirely possible that the UAE, like, you know, other teams are looking around. Maybe they're even calling the directors. They're probably calling the UAE team and being like, hey, you going to give up yellow today? Like, do we want to bother with this break? And UAE, I'm not sure how, you know, how honest they would be about it, but you could tell pretty quick when the race started that the early break was not going to be an easy move. It was five guys, and it looked like that should be the one, but the field kept it super close. Hard to tell who in the field was kind of the one welding it and trying to take control at that point. But it looked like it was probably EF was being picky about it, because they wanted Palos up the road, and they did it. So that the five-man move, it was kept so close that once the break, it's only 10 seconds, like, someone's thinking, oh, I can bridge to that, and then I can be able to break two, and suddenly it goes to six, it goes to seven, and now it is too big. The big teams don't want to chase seven guys. They want to chase two is great. They end, you know, they don't want to chase more than four. That ends up being a much harder day if they're trying to keep it close, keep it coming back. But ultimately, that move came back. Palos went with Bossenhagen. Bossenhagen, if you don't remember, more of a sprintery guy, not a pure sprinter, but definitely like a classics dude. He had a crazy run. We're talking a long time ago now, but like 07, 08. He won a lot of big races back then. Cool to still see him in the mix and not scared of a climbing stage. But he gets up the road with Nelson. So really good move for EF and Palos to score more KOM points. It's one of those, if you want, one of the strategic ways to get the KOM jersey is to just rack up so many points early on that you have a massive lead and no one even tries to get it from you. Because it does end up being a game of, like, you know, getting into multiple breakaways day in, day out. Really a tough job to be in a breakaway 2 days in a row, to be honest, and then to be consistent over the week. So if you can sort of just convince everyone, like, look at this lead Nelson's got. Yeah, you've got 2 points, but you don't want to deal with trying all of week two and three and maybe not getting it. So I think they're trying to just browbeat the Peloton into letting Nelson have it, which you know, I'd love to see that.
Non-starters today, we have Carapaz out and Moss out for Movistar. So two kind of guys who were going to be in the GC mix, not for the win, but the top five got a little bit more interesting. They were, of course, involved in the same crash on stage one.
We are still in Spain today. We're in the San Sebastian area, beautiful northern Spain. If you're there, get the Spanish tortilla. They say tortilla and you think tortilla, but the Spanish tortilla, it's like an egg. It is a circle, but it's like a thicker thing. It's with eggs. They can put like some chorizo or vegetables in there. Delicious. That's what when I think of San Sebastian and northern Spain, I'm thinking like, oh, the tortilla. Just a wonderful snack. You get that like mid-ride, you stop at a bar somewhere and get like an espresso or a Coke and a nice salty, yeah, great stuff.
The NBC coverage at least got a lot of the Yates mom and dad. Looked like they just rented a camper and were following the race around. Love that, love seeing them all day.
So Emirates on the front, they did let the break get to about 5 minutes. So Palace leader on the road and collecting those KOM points as expected. There was a point near the end where the break was at 2 minutes, so Nelson now no longer in the virtual lead, or he was like 13 seconds out, and Emirates was chasing flat fuck. They were going for it, and it looked like, it was unclear to me if Nelson, there was a point they had Wigelius on the radio saying, like, this is your chance, go for it, and I wasn't sure if Nelson thought he was racing for yellow, which really wouldn't make sense. You know, that the size gap that he had, they only had to close 13 seconds on him to take the yellow at that point. But he was definitely going for the final climb and the points on that one. Sort of a bummer that he buried himself for 30K and half that climb to ultimately not get that. So if you're trying to pace yourself for 3 weeks and collect as many points as possible, tough situation there that they came up with. He got some points, but not as many. The most points available on that day was the last climb, and I think they realized that it was going to be tight for that. He rode Bossenhagen off and was by himself for a while. Ultimately, not for nothing, but for only the points he had early on. There was a point where he could have just stopped and been like, okay, I got some points today. I'm too far out to get the last climb points, and I'm gonna rest or maybe try to sprint out of the group. Not a thing he's afraid of, but or maybe he could have got, you know, third or fourth, fifth, whatever. So tactical, questionable, but obviously that's the kind of gamble you take. It is a bike race. But for sure, Paulus in the KOM jersey was the story of the day. The other story, I think, was just Emirates really going for it. And I think already kind of burning matches. You had them on the front, pulling, stretching out the field, barely gaining on Paulus. They on the last climb, they did use Simon to split the group, and ultimately Simon was the last guy pulling for Pogacar. So if there was ever any drama of who's the team leader, we have dual leaders. Simon cleared that up pretty quick by swinging off for Pogacar, and then it was Pogacar and Vingegaard over the top together, with Pogacar pulling and Vingegaard sitting on, and the group literally right there. They're never going to stay away, and Pogacar is wasting energy that wins. So it's when I was like, okay, here we are again. I don't know. I'm not directing that team, but wait for the group, Pogi. What are you doing? They're right there, and Jonas is sitting on, so you're just making his life easier. I was predicting Pogacar learned from last year and is going to win this tour handily, and I'm now predicting that it's going to go the exact same way, where he has a couple bad days that are entirely his fault. And his team's over-aggressive or overconfident tactics. Because just the idea of trying to defend yellow today was just that was a day in the wind. They didn't have. They could have just sat up and let Palace have yellow. You know, how easy would that have been? And then, you know, we'll get that time back in a week and a half or whenever the big mountain stages are. They could have just put EF's guys on the front for a week to sweat and save themselves the energy and give themselves a few days off. I was on the NBC feed, which it seems like the only ad they had was for the feed. I got to see a lot of Lionel Sanders today. I enjoy that. That was me. I was in the feed ad a couple years ago. They just air the crap out of that. But is Lionel enjoying an ice bath? What's up, Lionel? I like that guy. A lot of guys going for the intermediate sprints. You had Pedersen, Cav, Gourmet. Really, nobody was not in that. Groenewegen was in there, which makes sense. It's anybody's game. There's just not that many sprints available yet. And I think as the sprint stages sort of come out one by one, guys will stop. By the last week, it'll be two guys sprinting for that, if at all. But far from being settled yet, and does make the middle of the stage kind of fun to watch. And it makes sense because all those guys know they're not going to be contesting the finish. So it doesn't hurt to burn a match with whatever, 70K to go, and know that you get an easy finish. If you're into the bumping and the elbowing and the fast-paced sprint drama, tomorrow's stage is for you. I'm going to say you can go ahead and kind of leave it out today. You know, normally like a very controlled, long-distance, four-minute gap, two guys. There was never a version where they stick it. But still fun to see how long Nelson kept it away. I'm going to give today's stage a 5 out of 10. If I was watching in person today, I'd want to be on the last climb. Looked like a ton of dudes, a big mess. Still a pain to get there, but since you're not close to the finish, I'd go for a nice ride, have a coffee, go up there. I'd find someone with a beer cooler or bring my own. To be fair to UAE, Jumbo also being kind of greedy. Wout was clearly going for the stage win there. He didn't have a lot of help. It looked like he was kind of welding and following moves in the last 2K a little bit himself. And then that gave a chance for Victor LeMay, great name for that guy, Cofidis to sneak away in like a super strong move. And I wouldn't even say that the sprinters hesitated. He just kind of timed it well. And like a twisty finish, it's harder to suck a guy back. But I think, yeah, perfectly timed move, obviously a strong attack by him. And he almost came back in the sprint, but not quite. A lot of times like that flyer comes back in the sprint if the finale is wide open enough, if the sprint is fast enough. And Wout just kind of missed one. But I think he'll end up with some green jersey points. To me, Wout is the green jersey favorite just because he's going to rack up that kind of result over and over. And then the last week, he'll still be the one sprinting. But good to see a French team with a stage win, even though we're still in Spain. I did notice a little bit of a party foul. LeMay had his helmet and sunglasses on the podium. You're supposed to, when you finish the stage, you're supposed to get like the soigneurs give you a little wipe down, like not quite a, you know, kind of a whore bath thing. They give you a wipe down and a podium cap, and you kind of look clean. He was still a little bit sweaty. And maybe there was a time crunch. I'm not sure what went on. They're probably rushing him. But you know, he could have looked a little better. Definitely a good day for Americans. Watch it if you want to cheer for Palace. Nothing to not like about him. I enjoyed it. Tomorrow's stage is going to be flat and probably boring. So you know, bring a book. Thanks for watching or listening, whatever. We've got the video version and the audio version. Please subscribe, tell your friends, etc. PhilsFano.com/shop to pre-order my kit from Starlet Apparel. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow.